On the show today, we have Root Banking's Matt Krogstad talking about order-ahead banking services, or digital banking, as he calls it. So check it out. Welcome to the show, and on today's program, we have Mr. Matt Krogstad from Root Banking. How are you, Matt?
Doing well, Mike. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Hey, I saw this story. I can't remember where I saw the story, but it was entitled Order Ahead for Banking Services, and it reminds me of like going to Starbucks and ordering from the parking lot so you don't have to like stand in line. You just go get your whatever, and then you go back to your car. So this is kind of along the same lines, and you've kind of deemed it digital banking. So can you give us a quick summary on what this is all about, what Root Banking is all about, and where it's going?
Yeah, sure, Mike. So phygital is physical plus digital. Mm-hmm. So how do we take, you know, the oldest but still one of the most used channels and critical channels to banks, which is the branches, yep, and combine it with the newest channels, which are used by tons and tons of consumers, usually for information services, small check deposits, and bring those together to create the best in-person banking experience that we can.
Gotcha.
And so that's what phygital banking is. And the main objectives for us are better customer experience, because they can save a ton of time, much like your Starbucks example. If you know that I'm coming and you've prepared whatever I need and you can authenticate me really easily the moment I walk in the door and hand me what I want and I can get on with my day, that's a better experience. And so we think it's a win-win for both the financial institutions as well as their clients.
So what would a consumer do? I mean, what would they order ahead for going into a branch?
Yeah, so anything that you can do at a branch is what can be ordered ahead. So it's really up to the credit union or the financial institution. Mm-hmm. The two most common transactions at a branch are deposits and withdrawals.
Right.
They make up about 85% of the volume. But what's interesting is that those deposits and withdrawals, while basic servicing, generally 50% of the time, based on our data, lead to some other servicing request.
Yep.
You know, hey, did that check go through? Hey, you know, can you help me activate my credit card? Hey, I had a question about this or that. And so that's where the human interaction becomes really, really important. Mm-hmm. And we see phygital as a whole new contextualized and personalized way for banks to engage with their clients before they arrive, which can help them uncover sales opportunities to deepen their relationship with their members or their customers.
So is this kind of feedback, is this type of data, is this kind of what prompted its launch, or were there other reasons as well?
What prompted the launch is that over the past 5 years of working for banks and 5 years preceding that selling to banks, mm-hmm, with MCOM and Fiserv, we saw this big gap in the user experience between physical channels and digital channels. And so what prompted the launch is a lot of time thinking about this problem, how to solve this problem. And as you said, you know, looking to verticals outside of financial institutions who've kind of cracked this nut and who've solved it and give us a really good roadmap for how to apply it, albeit with all the things we have to consider when we think about financial services.
Okay. And so withholding the technical aspects of it, how would it work exactly? How would you work with a bank or a credit union in order to get this to work, I guess?
So the answer is that it's really easy, which you don't often hear with banking technology. Usually it's very hard and laborious. We have two points of integration. So the first is we drop our SDK into the mobile banking app of the financial institution.
Okay.
This way, the credit union members can access this digital banking experience through a channel that they already use. And if they don't use mobile, it gives them another reason to download the app and enroll in mobile banking, which is great.
Okay.
That's how the member would get access to the service. And then the second point of integration is just having the availability of our dashboard website, our banker dashboard, to the banker in the branch, who can then be made aware of the orders coming in from the client.
Wow. Oh, I like that. Wow. I mean, again, talk about a time saver. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And getting to know your customer or member in this case as well.
Absolutely. We had two main driving principles going into the product design. The first was client keeps their hand in their pocket, right? Make it as easy and as painless as possible for the client to get in, get out, and go on with their day.
Right.
That's number one.
Right.
Number two, having worked in banking technology for the last 10 years, minimize integration with the financial institution, because we know that it's hard. No matter what you do, it's usually pretty hard. And so we had to think about a way to do this in a really efficient way.
Yeah, sure sounds like it. Is anybody using it yet, or is it still pretty brand new?
So we're piloting with a number of financial institutions.
Okay.
We're not at liberty to say who they are.
Yeah.
But the interest is really high. Actually been surprising. I mean, I believed in it, so I assumed that it would be high. But the response from financial institutions who have really costly branch and physical networks mm-hmm. want to improve customer experience because that's, you know, super important to everybody
yep.
and are looking for better ways to engage that's not a chat bot or like a banner ad or, you know, an IVR message
mm-hmm.
and wanting something really meaningful. That ticks a lot of boxes.
Yeah, sure sounds like it. So what are your goals here? What are you, obviously world domination would be great, but realistically, what are your goals with Root Banking here?
Our goal is to work with as many, you know, like-minded financial institutions as possible, deliver great client experiences, and help the banks deliver better in a more efficient way.
Very nice.
And we think that we can do that. We think there's a lot of signs outside of banking that say that banking is ready for this. And so far, the clients that we're working with would tend to agree.
Yeah, I would. And it's one more thing to keep that bank or credit union relevant in the consumer's mind. It's like, oh my gosh, I can do this ahead of time, and then when I get there, it's all ready to rock and roll type of thing. So it just adds just one more thing to like add to the coolness of it of the service as well.
Absolutely. I mean, from an adoption standpoint, to your point, you know, they have a lot of other experiences outside of banking that will help them adopt this.
Yeah.
It's rare for an innovation and a new product at a bank to really make a material difference in clients' lives. But we're talking about saving, you know, minutes, if not, you know, half an hour, if not an hour,
yeah.
to clients' time every week or every month. That's a really big benefit to the client. Yeah. And when you deliver value like that, people adopt.
Yeah, coincidentally, I was just at the branch 2 days ago and there was a huge line. I went, oh my gosh, I'm going to be here. I was there for 15, 20 minutes. Wait, my day was open, fortunately, but you know, for somebody who's in a hurry, you know, a mom got to get to school to pick up the kids or a dad going, I don't know, getting the oil change in the car or whatever, you know, this sounds like a huge time saver, a huge help for them.
Yeah, so consumers and small business users, definitely a lot of opportunity for them to save time.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Very cool. Anything else to wrap up here, Matt? Website, any other information that people can get to check it out?
Yeah, if people are interested, go into rootbanking.com.
Okay.
We'll give you an overview of who we are. There's a way to reach out to us there. And we'd love to talk to your credit union viewership about digital banking and what it could do for them.
Right on. Sounds good, sir. All right, Matt, thanks again for the time. Appreciate it. Keep up the good work. Let's check in down the road, see where you are.
You got it, Mike. Thanks.
All right, you're welcome.